ESPN special only on Under Cover Tapes.
Hey everybody, welcome to a new UCPN special. I'm your host, Al Mega, and today I'm joined by two awesome writers of a pretty kick-ass Kickstarter, if you will, based on the Star Wars universe. They're further extending the galaxy, if you will, here, where Darth Krell cometh. I mean, the dude looks badass, so I can't wait. You know, first up, I got one of the two, you know, writers behind the staff right here. The first up, Mr. Gilbert de Tres. How are you, senor?
Hey, what's going on, Omega? Thanks for having us on. I appreciate it, and definitely trying to kick ass with Star Wars. And I also have recently had one of my other projects picked up, Galactic Rodents of Mayhem. It's going to be dropping this December by Scout Comics.
Oh, Scout,
if you like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, if you like Star Wars, you're going to like these cool space capybaras I got coming at you.
Oh, nice, bro. Check that out, bro. Scout Comics does some kick-ass stuff, man. Really awesome. So congrats on that.
Thank you, brother.
And next up, the one and only diehard comic book fan and burgeoning creator, Mr. Ronald Christian!
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
It's not like we're getting into a wrestling match here,
bro. I know, right? I'm getting pumped.
Yeah, I'm going to be launching my own separate comic book this fall called Paragon Prime, which is... Nice. My love letter to Golden Age superheroes. That's going to be pretty awesome. I'm pretty excited about that. So look for that coming to you this fall from Indiegogo. I'm launching that. So that's going to be pretty great.
Nice.
So excellent. So check that out. So both of these guys got some kick-ass projects coming up, which is going to be awesome. So you make sure to check out, you know, Gilbert on Scout Comics. Is that on Diamond yet? We got some codes out there and get it ordered?
Not yet. It's going to be coming in December, so I might have some codes maybe by October, November. I'll be having
Excellent. Ronald, when you get that project going, you better let Comic Crusaders know. So you can
You'll be one of the first to know.
Excellent. With this energy.
Gilbert is killing me here, but I'm checking out the awesome Kickstarter page for this project. You know, as I stated earlier, the Star Wars Darth Krell cometh, and you have Baby Yoda, bro.
Yeah,
hands on a Baby Yoda, nice.
Yeah, put that pre-order in a while, and it was just came out of nowhere. I'm like, oh wow, I ordered this, and it looked pretty good.
That's so funny, the similarity between Baby Yoda and the T-shirt you're wearing and with the Gremlins.
Yeah,
right?
And
Gizmo.
Yeah, I did that on purpose. I love the 80s, you know, horror slash comedy slash
golden stuff. You guys got to check out the Return of the Living Dead documentary that I have seen recently. It is so good. If you remember Return of the Living Dead, you know, kind of comedy, horror. That documentary is off the hook. Really great. You get insight into the film. Kind of crazy stuff. They actually broke the mold on some. And I saw this as a kid in a movie theater, you know, dating myself. No problem.
Yeah, man.
He goes, wow, damn, you're old, bro. Yeah, bro. Don't let the white hairs fool you here. Come on. Ain't die, folks. All right. So let's get into this, man. The Star Wars fanverse.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's something we came up with. Essentially, we just came up with this idea of like just coming up with our own version of the Star Wars universe that takes a lot from the existing canon and a lot from the expanded universe. And we called it the fanverse, pretty much.
This is our fan fiction. We're leveling up. So, you know, you have fan fiction that's prose. Written letters, you get, you know, see on message boards. No. We're doing a comic. If they could do fan films for Star Wars, we're going to be doing a top quality, professional looking, authentic feeling Star Wars fan comic. So that's what we got with Darth Krell cometh.
So where did these inspirations come from to extend this galaxy?
It was kind of
Darth Krell looks so kick ass when I'm looking at this dude. I'm like, wow, well, I would not want to mess with this dude or whatever this is. He's scary looking.
You want to tell the story, Gilly?
Yeah, so Star Wars has a special place in my heart. I'm a big fan of the OT, the original trilogy. The prequels came out, fell off a little bit, and it wasn't until The Mandalorian that I kind of got that itch. So I started watching like the Clone Wars, the TV show, the animated one. I was watching Star Wars Rebels. And with the dissatisfaction that I had with the new Disney trilogy, I said, you know what? I said, I want to just do a fan comic. I've seen fan films. I said, I want to do a fan comic, but I don't want to touch on Vader. I don't want to touch on Skywalker. I want to touch on a character that died who was badass, just as you said, Almega, right? Who was so badass, you don't want to mess with him. And that was Pong Krell, the dude you see here. So that is why I wanted to tap into what could make him such a compelling comeback character, if you will. And he's a hateful character. If you have watched his, he's only in 4 episodes in the Clone Wars. If you see, everyone hates him because he sacrifices all these clone troopers just to get like the perfect result. And it's like he has no regard for their life. He sees them as beneath him. And they actually hold a mutiny. And they're like, you know what? This Jedi general is too much. We got to kill him. And
I'm going to get controversial here. They are clones, though.
Yeah, but
I'm a villain at the end. This is why I love villains. They are going to clones.
Part of me is intrigued by the villain, too, which is why I loved Krell. But he ends up getting killed by the clone troopers. Of course, a lot died in the process, but they were able to overcome, and that's because Krell fell into his, you know, the pride, the ego. He underestimated them, and at the same time, the way they killed him off, you know, they just shot him in the back. And if you've seen him, he's a big alien, Besalik species, 4 arms. They're built sturdier, stronger than humans. I'm like, if Darth Maul could get sliced in half and come back, I could bring this dude back. And many people wouldn't see that coming. That's another reason why I wanted to touch into him. But I had to pitch the idea to my buddy Ron here because he's a big Star Wars geek, and he hated Pon Krell. I'm like, dude, I want to write about Pon Krell. He's like, what? I'm like, dude, stop it. And like, every day I'm like, dude, I got to write about this guy. He's like, dude, you still on that? Let it go. And I'm like, listen.
Why did you hate Pon so much? Why did you hate him so much?
Well, because like Gilly said, he was a hateful character. He was a character that in that arc – had no redeeming qualities about him. He was just this jerk. And I'm like, when he died at the end of the arc, I'm like, okay, good, he's dead. And then Gilly was like, he came at me with this idea, and I was resisting it. I was resisting it at first. I was like, no, I don't know about that. I don't know, man. I mean, really, I don't know. And he just kept on and kept on. And then one day, I don't remember exactly when it was, but he pitched to me more of his idea of what he wants to do with the character in the story. And then I'm like, finally, I was like, well, actually, that's actually a really, really cool idea. I kind of like that. So at that point, I was on board. Mm-hmm. And essentially, that's what it was. And, you know, we were able to bring in some of my original characters that I had created for several years ago. I had created some Star Wars characters that I was going to use in our Star Wars RPG campaign and role playing. So I went really deep into the character creation. I just really went all out. And the game never happened. So I have these characters that I put a lot of time and effort into, and I never did anything with them. So I can deal with Gilly. If we're gonna do this, do you think we can, you know, put my characters in there? And he's like, yeah. And we made it work really, really well. We blended, you know, the Pong Krell storyline with my characters in a really organic way, to where they just match together into this incredible story with these incredible characters that, you know, takes place in the Clone Wars era, but also takes place in the Classic Trilogy era.
Yeah.
And it's really cool stuff. Me and Gilly work really, really, really well together. He's a phenomenal storyteller. He has great instincts, and we've had a lot of great powwow sessions, the storyline sessions, and
So we're hoping we can get this crowdfunded. It is a fan fiction comic, and we did get some flack because people are like, oh, you shouldn't be allowed to do this, and you know that. How'd you not get a cease and desist letter?
Oh my god!
And I'm like, fan fiction isn't illegal as long as you don't profit off of it. I mean,
we're not profiting off this. No.
Yeah, the money's going straight for the art team, and we did a calculation on a modest print run, which would be basically just to substantiate whatever we get as far as the backers. And let's just say we did overfund in that little bit. We just get 500, 1,000. Let's say if that does happen. That's just going to be, you know, used to offset the next goal and to continue the story, because the story will be offered for free digitally. Yeah. We're just offering a print copy because this is Kickstarter, and you know, some people like to hold a physical copy in their hands, see their name in the credits, see their likeness in the book as a character, as a bounty hunter, and that's the way we can make this happen. But again, we don't have the rights to profit off this, so I can't print 500 copies of the first issue and go to conventions and sell it like it's mine. I can't, but I could do a fan fiction comic because we've seen fan films be made. So why not the hell a comic? People just are not used to seeing a comic. And if they do see a fan comic, it's almost like really cartoony. The art's subpar. It's not really great.
This is not, you know, your fan fiction that you post on some obscure Star Wars message board and like three people read it. No. This is more substantial than that.
Yeah,
we put the quality behind it. That's what I want to ask, because the art is beautiful. The coloring as well is really stand out, very vibrant, you know, especially in the particular scene you're sharing on the page with the Jedi training, you know, with Crow. Like, all right, you know, who is these artists? How did you find this person and this whole team?
Well, the artist, Sal Denair, he's done a lot of cleanup work in the industry, and he'd been published in Europe. But he reached out to me. He's like, hey, I want to do a comic with you. And I had an idea to do another comic. But then I was in this mode where I'm like, you know what? I want to do a fan comic. I'm like, what do you say if we do a Star Wars comic? He's like, okay, fine. So I got my colorist and my letterer who's working on me with on Galactic Rodents of Mayhem. I said, guys, you think you jump on this little side project? We're able to fund it. And they're like, yeah, no problem. So that's why you see the colors look good. You see even the lettering, everything is just one, two, three punch. And that's kind of what we're doing with Darth Krull Cometh.
It's definitely a good look. It's very clean. Everything looks great. The presentation. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, you're right now, you know, you're at the halfway point as of today. But I expect that you should definitely do a lot more than that.
Oh, we hope so, man. We want to reach our goal. We're taking it to the next level. We're going to be bringing in a lore expert. I mean, I'm a pretty big Star Wars fan, but there are even people who know more than I do. I know more than Gilly. There are people who know more than me. So we're going to be bringing in somebody who's really well versed in the expanded universe and a lot of the deep lore in Star Wars.
Oh, nice. I have someone like that on my team right now. When my team had a whole conversation about the colors of sabers in a conversation that somebody was having on Twitter. And this dude just said, okay, what was the question again? And next thing you know, it was like a wiki of information. Well, I'm like, holy smokes. Yeah. What is going on here?
This guy was so well-versed. we're going to be doing another variant cover. Now, that one's not going to be unlocked until we actually fund it. We actually hit our goal. And I mean, this artist is huge, you know, in the Phantom Menace community and in the Star Wars fandom community. So we're excited to announce that. That's going to be pretty exciting. I think that's going to be pretty awesome. Right, Gilly?
It will be. We're just hoping in the last couple, you know, usually the last couple of weeks is when it starts picking up traction. There's usually a lull with crowdfunding. Usually right when you debut, we get some, you know, some push. Then there's a lull. And then when you're on the last week and a half, usually there's more activity. So we appreciate you having us on so we could pump it out. And we just want to, again, we just want to tell this story because the other benefit would be maybe if it does get a little attention, maybe Disney could see us as creative storytellers and be like, hey, if these guys can make freaking Bon Krell, one of the most hated Star Wars characters, give him some redeeming qualities, give him a redemption arc. Yes. I mean, if you look at, for me, Star Wars, if you look at New Hope, you look at how Empire Strikes Back, right? We see Vader. You never think this guy has any redeeming qualities. You never think he's going to have a redemption, but he had, but that's what I love about Star Wars. So
I was going to say that we've gotten a little bit of hate because people are saying, oh, Pon Krell, he's not redeemable. He sucks. I mean, isn't there a Reddit group dedicated to hating
Pon Krell already? F Pon Krell. It has like over 9,000. All they do is create memes. And one meme that was so funny, he's like, I started my 18th birthday the best way I know how. And he like replays the scene where he gets shot in the back. So I mean, people hate him and I'm intrigued by him. And as a writer, I'm like, you know what? I know I can add some layers there to show why he hates the clone so much. and more than it just being them bred in lab.
And that's actually one of the most exciting things about what we're doing and what Gilly came up with. Me and Gilly came up with this phenomenal backstory of why he hates clones. And it's intriguing. It's understandable. It brings layers to the character. That's actually one of the story elements that I'm most excited about getting people to read is that particular scene or that particular moment where you find out why he hates clones. It's some phenomenal, really dramatic, really strong stuff.
Yeah. Hopefully we can get to tell it. If not, we're so stubborn that we'll come back.
Yeah.
Let's sit a while, but we'll come back. This idea is too fresh and it's too unique and it's too perfect for Star Wars to ignore it. And ain't no one thinking about this idea except us right here. Ain't nobody thinking about this idea.
And that's what's great about it, because this is a great tease, Disney, or whomever. Mm-hmm. So, you guys want to pull a stop to it, that's nice. But what this means is that you should need to look into this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you guys need to do, because these guys got something up their sleeve, I guess, that the Disney-U Star Wars universe is not ready for.
They're definitely not ready for this. We don't mean to toot our own horn.
Not ready for this. Yeah.
But here's the beauty as fans and creators. as fans and as creators, we have an edge. Jon Favreau, he did the Mandalorian, which is an amazing show. He tweeted recently that the creators need to listen more to their fans. And I'm of the mindset, if you guys got creators that aren't willing to listen to their fans, guess what? The fans are going to start creating their own stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they will.
With this fan fiction. It got to that point.
Yeah. Right. I mean, definitely. I forgot to say something before. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people are like, hating on Punk Krell and whatnot. And then you have someone like Darth Vader. Darth Vader, when you look at it, Darth Vader did way worse things than Punk Krell did. Yeah. Way worse things.
Oh yeah,
and yet everybody loves him, and he gets a great redemption arc. And by the end of Return of the Jedi, he's redeemed in the eyes of Luke Skywalker.
Did he ever pay back that child support, though? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but when you think about it, he killed like little kids in like Episode 3. So
whatever. It's okay. Listen, this is when I love a movie. Not trying to be messed up here, but it reminds me of that Rambo when I started him. Seeing that movie and the dudes in the what was it, Rambo 3, was it? When they started grabbing kids and throwing them into the fire. Rambo 4. Yeah. I was like, what in the hell? I'm like, I'm loving this. Finally, kids die too, because I'm tired of seeing my ass type of people get killed. It's only fair. Come on, bro.
No. And what's funny is back in the day, children had a bad rap. Children would be sacrificed for a better crop that year.
I know, right?
And, it's rough. And I get this notion where you want to protect the children, but if you look at reality.
In real life,
they're really, a lot of them get abused. They're thrown under the radar, and we never see that. So you got to touch on that in some.
Yeah, you got to scare them somewhere. Like, shit can't happen to you too. Well, all these movies where the kids get protected. I don't know. Listen.
No.
You know, one's safe.
There's real evil out there for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even though this guy is evil, I cannot wait to hear that story of redemption and see if he is, in fact, that redeemable, hateable character. If he is, then you guys will be very successful. And I'm sure we could get an animated movie out of this.
Wouldn't that be
awesome?
No, that'd be ridiculous. That would be beyond anything me and Rob ever conjured up in our minds. I mean, to making a point. But hey, we got the blueprint, which is a comic. Great. That's the blueprint right there. If we get this done. I wouldn't put it past me and Ron to go and hunt down Jon Favreau and just throw this in his lap.
Oh, yeah, we would not.
After COVID, because otherwise he's going to think he's trying to make him sick and run for his life.
Gilly, the next Star Wars celebration, you and I are going to be going, and we're going to be talking to Jon Favreau.
Do it. Exactly. You got to picture it. You got to see you guys talking to him and shaking hands and saying, check out this awesome
yes
product right here.
That's it. And we got the pitch right here. Darth Krell cometh. They'd be like, what? Like, remember Pon Krell? Yeah, yeah, that guy.
You better you better put this on a t-shirt where you see him. Just make sure this is just staring him in the face you somehow. Will, if you got to get boxers, you know, wear your pants low like a hip-hop dude, you know, and your boxers showing Darth Krell cometh. Like, what are they talking about here?
Yeah. That's actually a good idea.
Yeah, man. Yeah, all over the place. Dark, all over the place. It's just so Brandon was like, what is going on here? They have to stop you.
Oh, man. I think so. Man, that's like, it's almost like if you get that kind of attention, even though it might seem negative, but no, that might be the good attention you need.
It is, boy. You got to come with the look, the swag. It'll be a wrap, guys. I'm telling you. I already see you guys doing it, bro. And then the whole time, I want you to be holding Baby Yoda, though.
You know? Yeah, you got to bring Baby Yoda for sure.
We'll find a way. If it gets that,
You see how happy Baby Yoda is with the idea because he's smiling, you know?
You got to love Baby Yoda. He's so innocent, man. That's the thing. He's innocent yet powerful, where he can take your life without realizing he's doing the damage. And that's what you do about Baby Yoda.
And I feel what Gil was saying earlier, because I was never really the biggest Star Wars fan, you know, but I loved Rogue One.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that movie was good.
I love that movie, man. I thought, oh shit, that was so fire. And then Mandalorian came. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. It made me feel like Star Wars again. It held its grit. People don't remember. Yeah. Star Wars was gritty. If you remember the first one, even Empire Strikes Back, it's gritty, man.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Really,
it's space western kind of feel to it,
exactly
too. Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You know? It was awesome, man.
If you think about it, in the first movie, Obi-Wan Kenobi just chopped some alien's arm off in the first.
Doesn't Luke see his aunt and uncle burn to a crisp, and he actually see like the bones, like they're just
that too. Yeah,
they're talking about chicharrón, right? Wrong.
Uncle and Aunt Beru are extra crispy.
So you know they weren't playing around even back then. And Rogue One, I liked it because you know what's like this kind of suicide mission, but at the back of your head, you're like, maybe they could survive. Maybe someone could survive. And
they were very hopeful throughout the whole thing. Yeah. That should have been the new hope, because I was hopeful. I was like, damn. But I love the way they ended it, segueing into, you know.
Into a new hope. Yeah, that was really cool.
You know, that was fire. I really appreciated that. I was like, and that really kind of fired up my fandom into Star Wars. It was that. Even though I've been out for a minute, but that really, you know what? This intrigued me a lot. And then that Clone Wars in that last season was fire.
That
was fire.
They brought it back. They brought it back. I was, like I said, I was way off. I was the OT original trilogy guy. I was way off. I felt like you, disconnected. And then Rogue One got me back. Force Awakens, I was getting hyped about, but then I saw it, and then it just had mixed feelings. I'm like, why is Rey using Jedi tricks? In the first movie, it took Luke Skywalker 3 movies to do it. And then she's going head to toe with Kylo Ren. And this dude, this dude trained for years. And like, I get you trying to build her up, but we need a mystique. Like, if you see the original trilogy, Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker, it's hinting towards that climatic.
Well, the thing is, though, that when you think about it, Luke Skywalker never defeated Darth Vader.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't. In Empire Strikes Back, he got his butt kicked. Uh-huh. And then in Return of the Jedi, he got his butt kicked again. No. And then, not really, because he did beat Vader, and then the Emperor came.
Right. But then that's where we saw the redemption for Vader right there.
Vader,
that's what I'm saying. And it's realistic, right? Because it's good to have a hero get his ass kicked.
Oh,
it's
absolutely.
Good to show that. It's not good to show that they're untouchable and they can't get a scar on them. I mean, I think that's the kind of the issue a little bit with Force Awakens. And then
Bruce Lee used to get hit in the face. Come on.
Bro, Bruce Lee. Sometimes he'd draw blood and he'd look, he'd be like, okay, it's on. I can underestimate this guy.
Yeah.
So even with that mindset, it's like, you know, they had so many cool things going in, but after The Force Awakens, then The Last Jedi, then The Rise of Skywalker, it crumbled. They had so many good things. Finn, I think, was a stormtrooper with force sensitivity. They were leaning towards that.
And they never did anything with that.
He turned into a goofball, you know, like he got sliced in the back. He should have no spine. Like, he should be paralyzed. And maybe he could, you know, come back through the force or something. Like, he could stand through the force, whatever. My whole thing is they had so many cool things. They devolved him into this goofy, mumbling, screaming. Ooh, like he just had no redeeming qualities. He had nothing.
A tonto.
Yeah, that's he was just another. He was another Jar Jar Binks, so to speak.
Oh
yeah.
Man,
he was a throwaway character. He'd be
saying, like, "Wait, you don't like Jar Jar?"
I would have liked Jar Jar if he would have been like a secret Sith. you know, kind of evil right. in the background, like he was playing the whole.
If it would have been Dark Jar Jar, it would have been all right, bro. Dark JJ, Wepa, right? You know,
I would have loved that. They didn't do that. If they don't went that way, it'd be more interesting.
Hey, you know what? There you go. Somebody could probably work in later on a Darth Jar Jar.
I would actually explore that idea.
I was thinking about it.
Like, I would actually do that, yeah.
And evil Jar Jar, maybe we'll get people to finally like him too.
I think it could work. I mean, I heard, I don't know, Ron, maybe you might, weren't there like a rumor or something that he
was? There was a rumor going around. Yeah, they never went anywhere with that. I actually thought that they kind of redeemed his character in Clone Wars a lot, like the season 6.
Yeah, in the cartoons. Yeah.
Cartoons, yes.
Cartoons, if you see the Clone Wars cartoons, Count Dooku, who's kind of weak in the prequel trilogy, but in the Clone Wars, he's a savant.
In fact, the Clone Wars cartoons made a lot of the characters in the prequels. They made them better. Jar Jar.
Dooku,
I think you have Jim more time Grievous. To develop the characters in a cartoon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got X amount of episodes, so you could really delve into that character development and get into who mm-hmm. they are. Yeah, especially sure. with the Star Wars universe being so vast.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
there's so many characterizations and different planets within this whole galaxy. I mean, come on, dude. I mean, it's insane.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what could be made still.
Yeah.
And even like that, they're sometimes limited. But let's hope the Mandalorian's back on track, and let's yes. hope they what they call let's hope they retcon the Disney trilogy. I heard about that. You know, they're floating that idea around where they could create like
they this. Are. They want to. I hate reboots, though. I mean,
this one needs to happen, man. This one needs to happen.
No, we're talking about the Disney trilogy, right?
We leave
the
other one. I know,
so and we leave it's like an alternate. What if I need that?
I need that too, man. I do.
If you see how badass Clone Wars is and you see you can do it a TV show, imagine doing like a real trilogy. And if you have to do it CGI, you do it CGI. But you don't freaking disrespect Luke Skywalker like that.
Yeah,
you
I guess.
A lot
yeah.
of Jedi, they have him like this grumpy old man. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
this
is a guy who believes in Star Wars for a moment in that ass film.
Come on, he's drinking nipple milk. He's like, what's going on with this guy? Like alien nipple milk, he's guzzling it down. Like,
yeah. His Morty finally took over, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, how could you do that? So I'm all for it. Again, we're wishing on a star. There's all room. I doubt that would happen, but if they do, that would be a step in the right direction.
We got to take advantage, but we still have half.
I don't know, bro. Yeah. I mean, that rumor is getting a lot of traction.
But look, Disney is making moves. So is Marvel. You know what I mean? Look at them taking back the Predator and, you know, Alien from Dark Horse.
Oh, Dark Horse did some amazing books.
They did. They really did.
I'm worried.
I'm already worried. I see Predator holding Iron Man's uniform, armor. I'm like, oh, here we go. One of my boys said it interesting. They're like, the Brood was always Marvel's poor man's alien.
Yes, so now that's right.
With the proper alien there, now it makes more sense. And you could use it in that way. So that makes more sense perhaps to have them. But with the Predators, like, come on, not now. Let's challenge the Avengers, the Hulk. I already see it. It's going to be so corny.
Yeah, it's going to be corny. One character that mixed well, I don't know if you've ever seen this one or ever read this book, Judge Dredd.
Judge Dredd.
So some of these
you know what would be RoboCop and Terminator actually. They did a comic with that.
What I want to see?
The Batman Alien, if you saw that that was so fire.
Oh yeah. I even got they even had a comic on that. I got that.
Yeah.
But here's what I'm throwing out. If I ever get hired by Marvel, let's just say because I see Galactic Order of Mayhem selling well, and they're like, you know, who is this guy? Okay. All right, what's your pitch? My pitch is Terminator versus Predator. I'll do something with that.
They're doing right now is Transformers versus Terminator.
Yeah, I haven't read that one, but I'm waiting for it that to be collected into like a trade.
Me too. I gotta read that at once.
I do love the Terminator and Predator idea. That's really, really cool.
You could do something with that. I would love to be in that sandbox.
You know what? I think the Predators would get really effed up. The Predators would get. I mean, even with that liquid Terminator, that's kind of a stopper. I think they would. They would F the crap out of the Predators.
Awesome. You have like the Predator You know how they just hunt the humans and they're just like, oh, we're just here to hunt. They hunt the human, right? But it's a freaking Terminator. It's
like, oops, they fuck with the wrong one.
They're wondering why it doesn't have body heat signature or something like that. It's just, oh, dude. But then it would have, right? Because it has the flesh outer. Dude, you can do so much with that. What, Al, why are you getting me excited?
Yeah, man. I love it, man. I want to see this artwork right now. Right now, bro. Another one. Another Fanverse product.
Yeah, man. That might have to be one. Yeah, seriously.
Well, actually, he kind of already is doing another Fanverse project. You want to say anything about that, Gilly? Just a little bit?
On a teaser? Come on.
It's a Resident Evil one that I had working with an artist. Yeah, something Resident Evil related. And it's based on a character in the first Resident Evil that I'm kind of bringing back. He was part of the Bravo team. So I'm like, imagine if he didn't die. And I kind of just, you know, he's kind of dead. But like the way I put it, it's believable. I'm not going to do something that's not believable. So
yeah, but it's so into the what if he didn't die type of concept.
That's me. I'm always going to be me.
That's I don't want to say murió, que vamos a hacer, coño. Vamos a ver.
Well, here's the thing. I saw the Terminator 2 weeks ago, right? And Kyle Reese, right? He died, right? And I'm
like, man, on repeat 24/7. We probably watched it at the same time.
Man. Let me tell you. So you know what? I Googled. I said people waking up in a body bag to see if that ever happened. Where you've been body bagged and just sure. Wake up. That's happened quite a few times. So I said, there you go. Kyle Reese, he could survive. So
what would you do, bro? Both of you, Gilbert. You know, Gilbert and then Ronald. Yeah. What would you guys do if one morning you just wake up, it's total darkness, and you're inside a fucking body bag?
Oh, I'd freak the hell out, man. I pray.
I just pray, man. I start praying right there.
Yeah, that too. I pray like, thank God. But I'm still alive because apparently
that's why the coroner's not there, because that motherfucker may just stab me. He's being so scared. Like, oh, hey, shit, a zombie.
You said you're in a body bag. I don't know where that body bag's going. I don't know if it's going to a corner. I don't know what. So I'm like, God, you take care of the birds.
Don't make hamming.
Yeah, don't burn me. Don't keep me alive and breathing.
Yeah, man. Awesome. All right, so let's get back to the book for the name before I let you guys go. Mm-hmm. So you have just a couple of days left. Let our folks know whether to keep up to date on the project.
You can definitely check out Kickstarter. Just hit up Darth Krell Cometh. If not, you can check me and Ron. We're on Twitter. We're always updating. I'm at Gilbert Deltrez. And Ron, what are you at?
I'm at Ron underscore Christian 55.
There you go, folks. You hear that? So check out the project. I'll make sure to share the link.
Wait. You want to play our YouTube channel, Geektastic Duo?
Go.
Check out our YouTube channel, Geektastic Duo, on YouTube.
Yeah, definitely check that out. We talk about some books that we're reviewing in the crowdfunding arena, and we also talk about projects that we're also doing. And also, Gilly writes comics on YouTube as well. Comic Crusaders, thank you for the invite. And guys, we're passionate about comics, and we're passionate about storytelling.
Please check out the Kickstarter for Darth Krell Cometh. Back it. And if you can't back it, contribute like $5, $10, even $1.
And share it out. Yeah, that helps.
Share it out. You know, if you know anybody who's a big Star Wars fan who would be totally into it, you know, let them know about it. Let them see it. You know,
if you know people that hate Pon Krell, be like, man, look, he came back. These guys are crazy.
But he's back. That motherfucker you hated is alive.
Yeah.
All right, they'll love it. Guys, thanks for joining. This has been amazing. No problem, I feel the passion, man. So blessed. I know you guys are going to make it, man, with this project. It's really awesome. I'm digging it for sure. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Al Mega with these awesome creators right here with this awesome project. So, Senor Gilbert, Senor Ronald, buenas noches. I'm Al Mega. Everybody, thanks for listening. De corazón, bro. Much love. Bless.
All right,
this
good night.
This is an Undercover Capes production. Thank you for listening. Make sure to visit ComicCrusaders.com, UndercoverCapes.com, GeekVMagazine.com, and our newest venture, SplinteredPress.com.